Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Nikki Wiederstein and we're talking about something kind of a little north of Atlantic, which is good. Good morning to you, Nikki.
Good morning, Levon.
We want to talk about an event that's being sponsored by the Audubon County Historical Society. And give us the date, time, and place. Let's start with those basics, Nikki.
Okay, it is at the Nathaniel Hamlin Park, 1 mile south of Audubon. It's this Saturday, the 22nd, from 11 to 3.
All right, so it is something that not a come-and-go kind of event. This is something where there's activities kind of throughout the day.
Yes, we start at 11. We have a brown bag lunch, rock painting, bubble blowing, hiking, seeing the elk, and also making seed balls. And then we have two speakers at 1 and at 2.
Okay. So this is for adults and kids. And, you know, I didn't say the event is called Bees and Monarchs in the Garden. And we'll talk a little more about those. But it is for adults and children, right? For families.
Correct.
Okay. Is there a fee?
It is $15 for adults and $5 for kids.
Okay. And this is a fundraiser, basically, for Nathaniel Hamlin Park. And I read here on your brochure, it's something called Save the House.
Yes, the mansion, or I call it a mansion.
Yes.
The poor house. It was the county farm where, before we had nursing homes, this is where the indigent, the poor, would go and be cared for. And we are getting it touch pointed. We have one side done, one in the process, and two left to go. So all funds are going to go towards the touch pointing.
Yeah, that's an expensive process, but a very necessary process.
About $25,000 aside.
Yeah. So anything that we all can do to help would be really appreciated. And surely if people drive on 71 at all, go to Audubon, you know, if you're going north, you look to the left, it is a mansion on the hill. I mean, you can't hardly miss it if you look that direction.
Yeah. There are only three of these left in the state of Iowa.
Really?
That's in 1890, and it is when it was built. But the state and the federal government wanted a house in every county. There were 99 of these, and most of them have been bulldozed down. So we have a real gem in our county that just shows history by walking through it. It's the farm, the work area, too. So it's the whole park. It's not just a standalone house on a small lot. It's, acres, and there's hiking for all four seasons. It's free to go out there to hike and to see the elk. We are open on Fridays from 10 to 4 with a docent, and we have all of the schoolhouse, the meeting room, the antique barn, and the blacksmith shop open, plus the wash house and the main house is open.
So lots to see. And then, as I recall, it's been a while since I've been in the house. You have lots of displays in the house also.
Well, we've changed the cottage over to where the caregivers used to live. And it is now our main entrance and shows some history in there. And we have sometimes quilt shows or different showings for people that we change out. And in the house, we have worked so hard, three of us girls and then our husbands.
Of course.
Helped with, we gutted the dining room and took it down to the bricks, all the plaster down to the bricks, and then redid the whole room. And it is complete except for the crown molding. Mm-hmm. So it's just fresh and clean and it looks wonderful.
And lots more work to go. Those things just go on and on. So when you come to Bees and Monarchs in the Garden, you are supporting all of this effort. So remember about Save the House. But let's talk a little more about the Bees and Monarchs program. You said you have two speakers. Let's talk about them a little bit.
Well, the one is talking about the bees and pollinators. And the other one is on the monarchs. And I have not met these ladies before, but one with the bees does have, different bee products.
Okay. So she works with bees like all the time to make those products. Yeah. Probably honey and, I'm guessing maybe hand cream. And who knows? Because there's...
Yes.
All just unending possibilities for things that can be made from the products of bees.
Yeah.
And I believe her name is Carol Fassbender. And you mentioned that Nancy Cruz is the one who's going to talk about monarchs. And, you know, Nikki, it seems to me that people go, okay, monarchs, those are beautiful butterflies. And maybe they think about them being pollinators, maybe not. But I think we're beginning to learn they're really important. And then the other pollinators, we just talk about bees. But there are so many pollinators.
Yes, yeah.
There's thousands of them, but we need the bees.
We're just focusing on the bees because, you know, we used to have bees in our groves and in an old tree. And now with this mite that goes in and literally eats the bee larva. Mm-hmm. So it's killed off all of our bees that were out in the wild. They have to be in a beehive and keep that mite controlled.
And thank goodness there seem to be, or I guess I know, a few more people who are really interested in doing that job. And it can be really frustrating. As you mentioned, there's lots of problems, but really enjoy working with the bees and do it as, they get the joy of the honey and other things, but they also know that they're really, really important. So that's good that we're having a few more people do that. So
yes, I'm anxious to hear her.
Yes. So Nikki, I'm guessing you don't have a beehive in your garden.
I don't.
Well,
I've invited others to have a beehive.
There you go. Because let's talk just a little bit about you, Nikki. You've been in the gardening business for quite a long time and have done a lot of different things related to gardening.
Yeah. Well, it's a passion. You know, plant people, I always say, are the best to hang around with.
You bet. And you've made that into a business, and you've done education. I know you give talks to people. So you've really spread your passion and your information in a lot of different ways.
Yeah. But I've retired my landscape design business and my hard-to-find nursery.
Okay.
So I guess I am focusing on Nathaniel Hamlin, and I'm excited to be able to be doing a butterfly garden and pollinator garden down there that will be beneficial to our pollinators. And I have that at my house. It's a huge display gardens, and I have found more monarch caterpillars this year. They are just thick.
Great. That's good news.
Yeah. It's a good sign.
So do we have to, we were just discussing this the other day about the milkweed plants, and of course those wild ones that grow in the fields that a lot of the farmers don't like, but there's also some other milkweed plants that we could grow, and you can talk more about that. But do we have to leave them till the very end, or can we cut the pods off when they're starting just before they open?
With the seed, you mean?
Yes.
What
do the monarchs need to feed on?
Okay.
What's that process of why they need milkweed plants?
Okay, that's where the monarchs lay their eggs. So when they've come up this spring, one monarch will lay 500 eggs on the bottom side of a milkweed leaf. And then it'll be just a little white speck is the egg. And then when the egg hatches, it eats the egg. The little monarch larva eats the egg. It goes through 5 instars, so it just sheds its skin and gets bigger and bigger. And I have found that they like to hide in a swirl at the top of the milkweed.
Uh-huh.
And you can very carefully tip the leaf up and look underneath it. You don't want to rub your hand over or fingers over the bottom of the leaf because you'll knock an egg off.
Okay.
But I have found so many up at the swirl at the top where the flower is, they're just starting to open up now. And then these little, after the five instars, the monarchs will go find a place, you know, it could be 40 feet away to do their chrysalis.
All right. Very good. And, well,
yeah,
you'll learn more about that on Saturday, the 22nd, actually, that's tomorrow. Nathaniel Hamlin Park, 11 to 3. Would you like people to call and let you know they're coming?
That would be fine, or just come.
Okay.
And they can pay at the door.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you very much, Nikki Wiederstein, for the work that you're doing and for helping to put this program together, Bees and Monarchs in the Garden, tomorrow, 11 to 3 at Nathaniel Hamlin Park. And until next time, let's be friendly to those bees and monarchs.